News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Rachel McIlroy was just 18 and on her first college night out when she was sexually assaulted in Cork City in 2019. And instead of helping the teenager, onlookers recorded her assault on their phones and posted it to social media. And yesterday, Rachel's attacker, Bagrat Kudzetsvi, was sentenced to 7 years behind bars, and she joins us now. Rachel, first of all, would you tell us your reaction to that sentence handed down yesterday?
Well, with the sentencing, I thought it was a very good outcome. I thought he was only going to get another year or two inside.
Okay. So you were pleased with the length of sentence?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Without wanting to upset you, will you bring us back a little bit to 2019 and tell us what happened?
Yeah, that's no problem. It was our first college night out. Well, it was my first college night out, and I didn't really know people from college, so I just like got onto my friends from Cork to ask them to come out. So we all decided to go out. I went up to my friend's house, and we had a couple of pre-drinks up there, and then we headed into town. Me and my other friend went straight up to the bar. We got a shot each. We took them, we went to the bathroom, we came back out, we were dancing. And then after that, I went up to order another drink. But I don't remember ordering a drink or having another drink in my hand that night.
Okay, so you don't remember a great deal at that point. You were feeling quite, I suppose, intoxicated. And this man then sort of targeted you, isn't that what happened?
Yeah, it took him 7 minutes to leave me outside of the place.
Okay. And he led you away from your friends and away from the club and to, a sheltered or shadowy place and assaulted you. And then people, were they passers-by who videoed?
Yeah, I think they were coming out of a taxi, and I'm not too sure what happened because I have no memory of it, but all I know is that they took a video on Snapchat, put it all over Snapchat, and then I found out whenever we were in court, because I think it was only a last minute bit of evidence that they found.
Okay. I know that when they started videoing the assault on you, then Bagrat picked you up, carried you to a different, more sheltered place and continued his assault. And then the bouncers from the club who were concerned about you came over and I suppose intervened, and he was arrested at that point and has indeed been convicted and sentenced now. But can I ask you about the videoing? Did that add to, I suppose, the distress of what is already an incredibly distressing situation for you?
Well, it kind of embarrassed me, like, because, you know, I do know a lot of people around Cork area, and I don't know who them two girls were, but they could know the same people that I know, and they had it up on Snapchat. I don't know if my face was in it or anything, but no matter if my face was in it or not, they shouldn't have taken that video.
No.
And posted it anywhere.
I suppose I've no idea what was in the mind of somebody who would do that. Perhaps they didn't realise it was an assault. Perhaps they, who knows? But would you like to say something to people who might see now a woman being assaulted on the street, as does happen sometimes? That what would have been better for you, you know, by way of their actions, what they should have done?
If anything, like, if they were any good, they would have came over, checked if any of us were all right, no matter if it was an assault or not.
Yeah.
But they should have came and checked, because it's not usual where people are having sexual contact outside.
No, it's not. How are you doing now, Rachel?
I'm doing a lot better. I went back to college. I dropped out of my first year of college over the incident.
Okay.
But I since then had returned
okay
to college and working and everything, so I'm keeping my head held high now.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And I suppose just lastly, after all of it happened, was that a dark time?
It was. I dropped out of college. I didn't leave my house for a while. Whatever I did, it was straight to a pub or something. Anything to get my mind off it.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. We wish you well and hope very sincerely that you go on from here and are doing better. And I think you're right to highlight the idea that perhaps people might view something like that happening on the street as a spectacle rather than an assault. And I think it's an important thing. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
And if you or someone you know has been affected by the topics covered in this item, support can be found by free phoning the Rape Crisis Centre on 1800 77 8888 or the Samaritans on 116 123.